Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from the book of Ephesians. The first three chapters have to do with our relationship with Christ and who we are in Him. The last three chapters are about our behavior as a Christian. When we grow more in our relationship with Christ, we start to live a life that is changed from the inside out. So join Joyce on this journey of learning to love God deeper and seeking His will for your life. Living a life with Christ is a lifelong journey, and God has given us the perfect manual to get to know Him. Be sure to check out more Bible study resources and downloads at joycemeyer.org/study. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching out of Ephesians.
You will change me if I trust you. If I study your word, the word has the power to change me. I can't change me. You can change me. Well, that was mine from the moment that I was born again. But nobody had ever showed me how to unwrap that gift. You have so many wonderful things that are coming up in your future. I'm telling you what, if you don't know enough to be excited for you, I am excited for you because I have been at this 40 years and I know what an unbelievable mess I was and what my life was and what my mind was like and how miserable I was. And I know where I'm at now after 40 years of opening presents. It's just been amazing. And then in verses 4 and 5, he begins to talk about how much he loves us. Oh my goodness, if you ever start feeling bad about yourself, just go to Ephesians 1, 4, and 5, and you'll get over your bad mood quickly. He says, even as in his love, he chose us, picked us out for himself. Everybody say, God chose me.
God chose me.
Now say, he picked me out. Isn't that wonderful? He picked you out as his own in Christ before the foundation of the world that we should be holy, consecrated, and set apart for him. That is what God wants for us. But he never expects us to produce anything that he doesn't first give us. God wants us to love other people, but he loves us first. He wants us to love him, but he loves us first. So you got to spend a fair amount of time receiving, 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 receiving from God before you start trying to do something, do something, do something. You need to get healthy on the inside before you get into a bunch of works trying to do something when you don't even know who you are yet. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. Then in verse 6, he says, we are made acceptable in the beloved. I love that. I was rejected a lot in my childhood and went through a lot of the pain of rejection throughout my life. How many of you know what that feels like? That's very painful. And so, you know, we can get into all kinds of weird behavior trying to get people to accept us instead of rejecting us. Matter of fact, you can spend your life in relationships trying to prevent rejection rather than actually loving people. But here's the good news for you tonight. You are accepted. You are accepted. You are made acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. You are accepted. God's not mad at you tonight. In him we have redemption. In him we have the forgiveness of our sins. In him we have wisdom and understanding. And on and on and on. And then he starts to talk about the mysteries of God. There's like 7 or 8 different mysteries the Bible talks about. But the good thing is we can have revelation from God. We can have revelation. We can see into and understand mysteries. God can cause you to understand things that you could never understand on your own. Now, one of the points that I want to make, and I made this clearly in the teachings that will go on TV, but this is just so, so, so good. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14, I want us to look at these. Okay, and I want you to watch this. In him, you who have the word of truth, the glad tidings of the gospel of your salvation, and have believed and relied on him, you were stamped with the seal of the long-promised Holy Spirit. Now, let me tell you what that means. When we go out to purchase products, we may not pay any attention to it like we should, but there's usually a seal on them saying that they're good products. We like things that have the good housekeeping seal of approval. We like to know that somebody says this is a guaranteed product. Now, the sealing of the Holy Spirit is only mentioned 3 times in the Bible, twice in Ephesians and once in Corinthians. And here's what it related to. You see, just like I would teach you things today that relate to the culture we live in, Paul taught them a lot of things that related to the culture they lived in. That's why sometimes it's really interesting to go back and read a little bit of the historical things that were going on in the days when the Bible was actually written. And so there were actually two centers for the lumber industry, Ephesus and Corinth. There were centers for the lumber industry. And they sat by the Black Sea, and logs would be cut down, and they would be floated down the Black Sea, and they would be held in the harbors. And then lumber firms would send out representatives to choose the logs that they wanted. And then their seal would be put on those logs. And those logs many times would be kept there in the harbor for months and months and months, for a long time, but nobody would touch them. Nobody would take them because they had that seal on them. They knew who they belonged to. Well, guess what? We have been sealed with the stamp of approval by the Holy Spirit. And no matter how long we wait here, we've got a seal on us that says property of Jesus Christ. Amen. Isn't that awesome? You've got a mark and a seal on you that says, look, this is who I belong to. So when the devil comes messing with you, you need to just say, apparently you're not, have your glasses on today. I belong to Jesus. You're not in charge of my life. I belong to him. And then verse 14 says, that spirit, oh, this is so good, is the guarantee. How many of you like guarantees? That spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance. It is his presence in our life is the down payment of the good things that are to come in happy anticipation of its full redemption. I love that. In other words, the Holy Spirit says, see, even just what, how many of you can sense that the atmosphere in this room is a little different than where you work maybe? You're laughing like, well, that's even a silly question. Well, see, here's what it is. We feel God's presence and his anointing. So this is like just a little down payment by the Holy Spirit. Just this little tiny bit, just the little tiny bit that we had in worship tonight. That's just a down payment from God through the Holy Spirit saying, I'm here. I got it. I'm going to keep you till I send Jesus back to get you. Everything is cool. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to worry. It's all going to turn out okay. Amen. I think that we need to think more about the Lord's return. I've been thinking about that more lately on purpose, and I'll say, the Lord's coming soon. The Lord is coming soon. Now, Paul prays one of his great apostolic prayers in chapter 1. I'm not going to read him, but it says he prayed that we might know God, that we might know who we are in God, and that we might know the power that's available to us as believers in Christ. Powerful prayer. And then he says that Christ is above all. He's over all. He has authority over all. Everything's under his feet, and we're in him. We're his body. So guess what? If he's got authority over all, then in him we have authority over all. Let me tell you something. You don't have to put up with a bunch of nonsense from the devil pushing you around all the time. You have got God on your side, and you've got the power of his Holy Spirit in you. That is chapter 1. Chapter 2. In Ephesians chapter 2, it's very interesting because it talks about the Christian's past, their present, and their future. See, you have a past. How many of you know you have a past? We know you have a present because you're here right now, and you have a future. And the Bible tells us, talks about every single one of them. Talks about who we are in Christ, who we're foreordained to become as we keep growing spiritually and walking toward the fullness of the good plan that God has for you. Listen, don't be aggravated at yourself if you're not right now where you know that you should be. All you got to do is keep growing. Just keep growing. Just calm down and keep growing. Amen? And don't look at somebody else that seems to be so far ahead of you spiritually. Don't compare yourself with anybody else. Be your own person. Go at your own pace. God's got a plan for you. Be happy about how far you've come instead of being upset about how far you have to go. Amen. In verses 1-3, it talks about who we were. And you know, it's kind of good sometimes to think about who we were. Makes you pretty happy about who you are. And so he says, look, here's the way you were. You obeyed the passions of the flesh, all the impulses of your mind. You just followed your own thoughts and you were full of every kind of misery. Well, can anybody in the room remember that? Just did what I felt like doing, did what I thought, said what I thought, acted the way I wanted to act. Thought I was really a big shot. I was in control. Nobody's pushing me around. But the problem was, I was miserable. You know what? You may be doing your own thing, but look at the fruit of it. I heard somebody say the other day, and I thought this was so good. There's nothing sadder than somebody that is extremely successful and unfulfilled. And see, just because somebody has success in money or position, that doesn't mean that they're a successful person. Let me tell you something. A successful person is somebody who has peace, somebody who has joy, somebody who has hope in every situation. A successful person is somebody who knows where they're going when they die, and they don't think this is all there is. Can you recall how miserable you were before Christ? And then in Ephesians 2, verse 4, I love this. This is one of my favorite things to preach on. But God. But God. So rich is he in mercy because of, in order to satisfy the great and wonderful and intense love with which he loved us. God did all of this. Yes, he did it for us, but the Bible says he actually kind of sort of did it for himself because he had to satisfy the great love that he had for us by doing something great for us. So God doesn't do great things for us because we're so great. He does them because he's great. And if we can get a hold of that, we can just get so thankful that we will drive the devil absolutely nuts. The Bible says that Joseph's brothers hated him, but God was with him. That Satan meant harm. They meant harm to Joseph, but God meant it for good. The devil comes to kill, to steal, and destroy, but Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Let me tell you something. What situation do you have in your life that you need God to interrupt? What situation do you have that you need God to interrupt? You know what? Prayer is an interruption into Satan's plan. That's exactly what it is. And then he gets into this again and again and again. And then in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, that's all the wonderful scriptures about you're saved by grace, not by works, so no man can boast. So wherever you're at tonight, if you have not received Christ, if you're watching by television, if you're in this room tonight, you don't have to get yourself fixed up to receive Christ. You're not saved by your works. You're saved by grace. And he's waiting with open arms for you saying, come, 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 I want you, you're mine, I love you, let me help you.
Thanks for listening. Grow deeper in your knowledge of the Word with today's offer, the Ephesians Action Plan. The Action Plan includes CDs, DVDs, and a personal study guide, or you can download it for a donation of $35 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Be a part of changing one precious life. You can help rescue the woman forced into human trafficking, the elderly man who so desperately needs medical attention, the little boy who would otherwise go hungry, or simply give a gift to be used where the need is greatest. You choose the outreach that you'd like to support. Help us continue to share the love of Christ and his message of hope. Contact us right now. Visit joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.